people doing what they love is what creates an underground scene. Trumpeter Phil Schilotto arrived in Honolulu when live entertainment bred a whole scene of flashy, big-living local characters. That was in the 70s when he came to play in Nephi Hanneman's band. He's seen music jobs pretty much dry up since then. And the musicians here tonight have day jobs.
That's Jonathan. He plays lead alto tonight. He's a mailman.
And what about the person talking to
Debbie? He's actually a boat captain. Yeah, so he works for a private person.
Schilotto plays in the Monday night band here at Washington Middle Monday nights, and he plays with the Shriners band on Wednesdays.
We tried to stay with the oldies, the music of the 20s, 30s, 40s.
That's Santo DiMartino, leader of the Shriners big band. 20 years and going strong. A smaller group than the Monday night, this is the Potentates Band. They play for Shriners functions and in the community. Martino cites two goals, raising funds for Shriners Hospital.
And then keeping alive the big bands, because there aren't a lot of us on this island that are doing that.
You don't get into physical shape by watching sporting events.
Sax player Dr. Robert Marvitt worked in rehab medicine, including music therapy.
I believe that playing music will keep your brain functional and more effective regardless of what the aging process does to you.
Nights of music involving many people don't just happen. Someone's got to find the music and many other jobs. Wayne Kawahara, a state traffic engineer by day, was the recent guiding light of the Monday night band.
It's hard to replace someone like that, someone so knowledgeable. He never had any children. He had a girlfriend, but his child was the big band music.
Pianist Nora Oyama Haugen and her husband, trumpeter Stanton Haugen, are mainstays in the big band underground scene. She says Kawahara had a huge music collection.
So we're kind of in transition right now because we played at his funeral on May 5th. Well, he didn't want a funeral. He really would have been mad. But he decided that we're going to play for his funeral, and everybody played their hearts out for it.
Music wasn't mentioned in Kawahara's obituary. Three Honolulu big bands meet weekly. You pretty much need an invitation to rehearsals or to join. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.